what we're going to do in this county to attract doctors to a brand new hospital that's coming, and to attract nurses, because there's no use of us having a hospital unless we can staff it. And one of those
things. Sir, that's well over 50. Is that your question?
Yeah.
Okay. And the question is, what are we going to do to attract them? Attract and retain medical professionals, especially in light of what the hospital is being built right here. First response candidate name, if you have 1 minute starting now.
Quick call. Thank you for your service earlier. In regards to the doctor, that's going to be a really tough one, because there's a lot of other communities that they're trying to attract doctors and those positions as well. So we're definitely going to have to come up with a plan that hopefully will work.
Second response candidate, O'Brien, you have 1 minute starting now.
Thank you. That's a good question. And I've considered that a lot, and I've been asked that a lot when I've been knocking at doors. So I think we should be working with our surrounding municipalities. I actually took the opportunity to meet with Mayor Harrison regarding this issue, as well as Mayor Mitch Panchak in Valdo, to get their take, because they seem to have better luck recruiting doctors than we have. So I think if we work with them, we joined a more regional, and we took that more regional approach, we could do better with the doctors and the nurse practitioners and healthcare workers.
Third response candidate first, and you have 1 minute starting now.
Thank you. We have invested in a physician recruiter who is coming out next week to his third month of service. In that time, he has one new doctor who is taking over a practice in May of 2023. We are putting in front of candidates a package that includes $100,000 cash incentive payable over 5 years for 5 years of service, plus other amenities such as housing options, local amenities, sports clubs, and that sort of thing. One challenge we have to consider is spousal employment. But he is working very hard to attend to the problems, specifically with physicians, but there are other medical professionals we're trying to attract as well.
Final response to this question, candidate Short. You have 1 minute starting now.
Thank you. It's good to see you, Bill. It's a pleasure serving on council with you. It is a very difficult question, because we are in a competitive market. And what we have to do is put a package forward which is more attractive than the other municipalities that surround us in order to get the doctors here. It's an extremely serious problem that we have right now, because number one, we have an aging community. We also have the fact that a lot of our doctors in this area are retiring soon. So we're going to lose before we gain, unfortunately. But the whole thing is, we are a community that realizes we need the doctors, and I think we can put a package together, including, as was already referred to, housing, a bursary, and the important thing is to lock them in for a minimum of 5 years, so that we can make sure that once they're in the community for 5 years, maybe they'll stay for home.
Going to the far